Now some news from the world of sports, and the New England Patriots did what they had to do, and by winning their final game of the regular season 26-6 in workmanlike fashion over the New York Jets, Tom Brady and company have secured home field advantage for the duration of the AFC playoffs. For most of this game, it seemed the Patriots were fighting the elements more than the Jets, while the latter were fighting their own mistakes. The Jets committed multiple defensive holding penalties that kept Patriots' drives alive and resulted in touchdowns or field goals. And most of the scoring came courtesy of the smallest player on the field, Dion Lewis, who stands just 5'8", but uses his quickness and guile to find holes in defenses and fights for yards even after an initial stop, driving forward with a relentlessness that makes him seem like a much bigger running back to the linemen who are trying to stop him. Lewis rushed for one touchdown and caught another, carrying the ball a season-high 26 times. He garnered 93 total yards on the day. Wide receiver Brandon Cooks hauled in a Tom Brady touchdown pass and had 11 catches on the day. On a day when tight end Rob Gronkowski was uncharacteristically AWOL from the offense, he was held without a catch in the game, first time that's happened all season, and Brady didn't even really look his way much, preferring to hand the ball off to Lewis. Brady was just sharp enough, but did over and underthrow a number of passes during the game, which is somewhat understandable on a day when there was a nip of Jack Frost in the air, you could say, which is really to say it was bloody cold in Foxborough. You may have noticed these conditions persisting in your own neck of the woods over the last few weeks. Imagine trying to throw a football accurately in those wind chills whilst large men of ill temper try to ram your body into the ground. Probably better to leave it to the professionals. In any event, the Patriots get a welcomed bye week, and they'll await the lower seed winner of the wild card contest featuring the Tennessee Titans against the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Buffalo Bills, whose fans were partying like it was 1999 last night. That's the last time their beloved Bills were in the playoffs, ending a 17-year drought. And they got there courtesy of a huge upset and blown opportunity by the Baltimore Ravens, who lost their final regular season game and chance for the playoffs at home against a team that had nothing to play for but an upset in the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals overcame a 14-point deficit, and they won the game on an Andy Dalton touchdown pass to Tyler Boyd with just 44 seconds left to go in regulation. Had the Ravens won, they would have been in, and losing that game at home with a 2-touchdown lead, no less, is really a major letdown. The Philadelphia Eagles lost a 6-0 snoozer against the Dallas Cowboys, but it does not matter as the Eagles had already wrapped up home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. The wild card rounds will feature the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers and the surprising LA Rams taking on last year's Super Bowl losing Atlanta Falcons in the NFC. To the NHL, and I can't really understand how an expansion team is cutting such a swath through the league, but the Las Vegas Golden Knights can no longer be dismissed as a team that got off to a hot start, but will eventually come back to earth. Too much hockey has been played for this team to be on a Vegas-like lucky streak. Unless there's a cooler waiting in the wings, these guys are for real. Last night, they doubled up the very good Toronto Maple Leafs 6-3, with William Karlsson scoring a hat trick, the first in the franchise history for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Against all preseason odds, the Knights lead the Pacific Division with 54 points, and in fact, they've got the best record of any team in the Western Conference as the new year dawns. Today, of course, it's the NHL's showcase event, the Outdoor Classic, now celebrating its 10th anniversary. And today's outdoor game will feature the New York Rangers skating against the Buffalo Sabres in upstate New York. Record amounts of hot cocoa will likely be consumed by those brave or crazy enough, depending on your point of view, to attend that game. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics may have thought they'd cruise to a win over the last-placed Brooklyn Nets, but the game was not decided in Boston's favor until Kyrie Irving hit two free throws with 7 seconds left in regulation to gain a 108-105 victory in Boston. Irving finished with 28 points. Al Horford had a double-double, 10 points and 10 rebounds for the Celtics. Now to college, and the leading scorer and rebounder for the University of Vermont men's basketball team could be out for the season with a broken foot. The school's athletic department reported Saturday that sophomore Anthony Lamb is out indefinitely after suffering that injury in practice. The 6'6", 227-pound forward leads the team in scoring 16 points per game. He averages 6 rebounds a game. That's also tops on the squad. Coach John Becker told the Burlington Free Press Lamb will be sidelined for about 8 weeks, so he could return around the start of the conference playoffs, but Becker said it's too early to say. The Catamounts got off to a hot 6-1 start to the season. They are now, though, sporting an 8-5 record as the news sinks in that Lamb could be out for the year. The St. Michael's men's hockey team finished 2017 on a winning note, scoring a 4-2 win over Newman College in the consolation game of the Middlebury College Hockey Classic at Kenyon Arena yesterday. Big game for senior Eric Salzillo, who scored twice and added an assist for a three-point night, and the center also dominated in the faceoff circle, winning 8 of 15. With the win, St. Mike's improves to a game over 500 at 6-5-1 on the season.